It happens all the time. Everything's running smoothly in an organization, and then some boob comes in and tries to impose all sorts of questionable changes. In the case of the play La Bête, the boob is a street actor who's caught the eye of a French prince in the mid-1600s, and the prince has ordered his court-appointed acting troupe to hire the man. The street actor is an impulsive blatherer whose digressions and aggressions smother anyone else in the room. In the Arden Theater production, the street actor is Scott Greer, one of Philadelphia's funniest comic actors. The entire play is written in iambic pentameter, and in the first act, Greer has a tour de force monologue that runs more than a half hour. Here's a piece of it, in which Greer tells the troupe's horrified playwright, portrayed by Ian Merrill Peakes, that everyday English words just aren't good enough.
For instance, chair. Now there's a palate noun. Well, I refuse to say it sitting down. Francesca is the word I use instead. Or table. There's a word that's good instead. One might say escritoire, but that's too frilly, and desk-like thing seems just a little silly. So I say carabumba.
Even given Scott Greer's performance, the Arden production of La Bête really highlights the serious aspect of David Hearson's play. Hearson pits the street actor, who stands for uninformed culture, against the playwright, who represents a higher culture. Once you get past the static quality of the play's unrelenting verse pattern and the silly fun it creates through its title beastly character, you begin to see La Bête as an argument for good taste in general. In the Arden production, staged by Emmanuel Delpeche, the play focuses on that argument, and it comes off as much more than a goof. It's thought-provoking. I'm Howard Shapiro for WHYY.